And in general, do you view colitis that comes as a secondary effect of, for example, anti-PD-1 therapy alone as kind of qualitatively the same as what you see with anti-CTLA-4, just more of it with CTLA-4 or the combination?
Yeah, so that's the right way to think about it. These are class effects, and it's just their incidence that's different. So with CTLA-4 blockade, it's obviously greater than with PD-1 blockade, and with the combo together, it's even higher. But yeah, generally speaking, they are the same. Now, the intensity of them will also vary, so that with ipilimumab alone, the intensity of the colitis is commonly greater than with PD-1 blockade, and certainly with the combination, when patients get colitis, we're going to be more likely to be aggressive with anti-TNF agents and super high doses of steroids very quickly, because this is the kind of thing that can really spin and become problematic.
Do you think that some of these patients, or maybe a lot of them, have sort of underlying autoimmune bowel disease that's being reactivated, that's subclinical, is being made clinical? Or do you think these are totally normal bowels that become, diseased?
So it's a very good question about what is the underlying pathophysiology that leads to immune-related adverse events, and that's actually a major area of research in the field. I actually agree with what you suggested surrounding the idea that some patients have sort of, you might think about it as a higher immunological rheostat in terms of if they're just primed a little, they're ready to go into an autoimmune state. So there are T cells that are antigen specific for something in the bowel that are normally controlled by your natural mechanisms to suppress autoimmunity. But by just relieving these checkpoints, that's enough to get them into play such that you start to get clinical symptoms. Now, how frequent that is just in the general population is sort of unknown. You know, we would call those people normal, but then in the context of this intervention that we made against cancer, they become abnormal. So I think it's a little bit hard because I don't know that we necessarily have the right categories for this, just in the way we usually think about clinical medicine.